This year, advertisers will spend $5 million for a 30-second spot in an attempt to make an impression on the largest TV audience of the year. Bob Colt is a professor of practice in Michigan State University's Department of Advertising and Public Relations. And this Sunday, Colt and his colleagues will gather for the 20th consecutive year for a game of their own. So, Bob, what do you do?
We kind of score the ads, and we come up with a winner. Who won the ad war on the football field? Like Oscar night is in the film industry, this is really the biggest night for television advertising in Madison Avenue. They put on their best stuff in the game and try to both make sales and leave an image and impression on viewers. But what you will see with the ad faculty is that we could care less about the game most of the time. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes the game is interesting, but we really turn the sound up when the ads are on, and then the sound goes down when the football's kind of in the way playing. And, you know, it's just because we're a bunch of geeks, and I say that in a nice term, we're all experts in an area or field of advertising. And when we rate an ad, we look for a lot of different things: production quality, creativity, brand strategy, whether or not it will be memorable. And so you, in real time, as we score and rate these ads, we can tell what the public is going to react to just based on our expertise. And it turns out to be a real good measure and monitor of what the public thinks. So immediately after the game, we can tell you who won or who scored the best in the Super Bowl ad contest. And, you know, the game happens.
Okay, so tell me what ads we should watch out for. What's on your radar?
Well, I'll tell you what. The beer guys always deliver the funniest creative ads. The auto sector has been huge, and I've already seen a couple of the ads, Mercedes and others. They're pretty funny. A good Super Bowl ad means you've done something humorous. Usually there's animals, some animation. If you put a monkey in a Super Bowl ad, you've got a winner, I'm telling you. The car guys will say, and Chrysler, for instance, years ago, they did an M&M ad about Made in Detroit.
One.
That was
yes.
The first branded ad. And the car that they featured with was the Chrysler 200. Now, it wasn't a very good car, but it was a great ad. And the Chrysler executives said that they were not prepared for the positive response in sales that commercial generated. And they had to continue doing a similar whole line of sort of Made in Detroit ads, even though it wasn't in the plan, because that Super Bowl ad made such an impression. So is a Super Bowl ad worth $5 million? I'll tell you what, the advertisers are lined up to pay it. And not only $5 million, they'll pay $20 million for a two-minute spot. So some spots that are really artistic, if you're going to put a lot of money on the game, you're going to write a big check. And each one of those ads includes a public relations campaign in which the ads are leaked out or they're put online or there's some sort of tie, you know, go online, get more.
A tease, so to speak.
And, you know, this is the week that I'm kind of bombed with the teasing ads about what would happen. But usually by Saturday night, all of the ads are posted online, and if people really are serious about enjoying good advertising, they can see the ads well before the game.
One ad generating buzz right now is Budweiser. You can follow and join the conversation at hashtag MSU Super Bowl. That's MSUPERBOWL. For WKAR, I'm Brooke Allen.